إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I strongly recommend silence. I strongly recommend reflection. I strongly recommend introspection. And as a surrounding for that, as the environment in which this is done best, I strongly recommend the forest. Of course, one can do it wherever else, including in our homes. But for me, what works best is the forest. Specifically forest, because of the trees, the birds, the animals and so on. All of which seem to add value to the whole process of reflection. And today what I'm thinking about, and which I would like to share with you, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to remind each other, is the issue of contentment. Many times we feel that people who are happy are content. So you say to yourself, I need to be happy and then I will be content. But the reality about contentment is the opposite. People who are content are happy. It's not that people who are happy are content, but people who are content are happy. So what is contentment? Contentment is to be pleased, not just to accept, but to be pleased with the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Contentment is to be pleased. As I want to make this very clear, contentment is not just accepting. Because accepting the qadar of Allah is, as I mentioned before, is definitely a good thing, and something that you have people who don't accept the qadar of Allah, and then they groan and moan and cry and complain. Not that any of that changes anything, but maybe it makes them feel better or whatever, but they do that. Now that's obviously an entirely useless exercise and doesn't gain us any benefit, and the nature of complaining and the kinds of words used can actually lead you to sin, because if complaining about the qadar of Allah, and all of complaining actually is to be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but depending on the level of that ungratefulness, because many times people use all kinds of language, this can actually fall into kufr, it can fall into denial of the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it can fall into all kinds of bad areas. So naturally one does not, so to complain about the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely not the right thing to do. But even accepting of the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, alhamdulillah, it's a good thing and one must do that. But the real stage of the abd, the stage of abudiyat, the stage of the person who is not just a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he's delighted and happy and absolutely content with the fact that his master is not a human being, but his master is the creator of the universe, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Now, this is the person who is happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for him, whatever that might be. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all forms of trials and tribulations and all forms of difficulties. But contentment is a state where you are happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for you. Now, that is something that is really, really worth thinking about and worth reflecting on, because this happiness is the key to lifelong, this contentment is the key to lifelong happiness. And as I said, that contentment comes from being pleased with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason I'm saying that is because we find in life, and shaitan is the root cause of this kind of thinking, where the reality of life is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created things with balance. Allah has given everything, for the want of a better word, an upside to it and a downside to it, a negative side to it and a positive side to it. For example, I'm sitting now in Florida, absolutely verdant green, lush, everywhere. But it's hot and humid. And the reason why it is so lush and green is because it is hot and humid. I have a choice, which is I can complain and moan about the heat and the humidity, or I can enjoy this absolutely lush and beautiful environment. Obviously, I choose to do the latter, which is to enjoy the beautiful environment, but I'm saying that one can find fault with it, and one can say, well, you know, I wish I had the weather of South Africa in April, which is about as perfect as it can get, and still have this lush greenery of Florida. Well, you know, there is a place when that will happen, inshallah, but that place is not here. So similarly, you take anything else, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, created absolutely the most gorgeous foods, completely, totally delicious, but loaded with cholesterol. I mean, that's what makes it tasty. So what do you do now? You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make dua that, oh Allah, do not allow this to harm me, and then you eat it in moderation. I'm not saying overdose on it, but similarly with people, with relationships, you might find that you know, your friend or your spouse or your children or whoever, they have lots of good things in them, and that's why you married them in the first place, so those children are yours and you love them. So there are lots of good things, but then along with that, like you know, peppers in food or chilies in the food, there are things about them which are not so good. So once again, we have a choice. We focus on that which is not so good, and we groan and moan about it all our lives, and we ignore that which is good, or vice versa. We look at all that is good and we say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, what if the balance was the opposite? What if my husband or my wife or my friend or my relative or my employee, whoever had the opposite combination, which is all that they have good was bad, and what they have bad was good. I mean, what would you do then? Because you would have as little control over that as you have over what you now have. Because that and this together, all of them, they come only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the reason why it's very important for us to focus on being content. Contentment also is a factor. That's why I said, if you look at, you know, contentment and say, contentment is the ability to accept and be happy with the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Within reason, one, for example, I'm sitting here in Florida, as I said to you, it's hot and humid, but I'm sitting under a fan. So the hot and humid is more a concept, because with this fan, you know, the air moves, and therefore it's not as hot and humid as one would imagine. So by all means, take steps to change your circumstances. By all means, change steps to try to do something. But especially in relationships, my experience is that the only thing which works is if you change yourself. Because in any case, you have no control over the other person. And most people don't resist change, they resist being changed. So people don't like to be changed. No matter how nice, or no matter how sensible and logical and whatnot may be that which you tell them, but they don't like it because it comes from you. And it's nothing to do with you. They don't like it because it comes from outside them. The only way they will accept it is if that occurs to them, if they can own it and say, well, you know what, this is a brilliant idea. I think I should lose some weight because I think this is a great idea. But if you tell them, I think you should lose weight, then it's a different ball game. So people resist being changed. They don't resist change, they resist being changed. And that's what we fall into this trap. We sometimes get onto this eternal improve the other sort of treadmill. I call it a treadmill because you'll be doing a lot of work on it and you get nowhere. So this change the other. So I say to people, forget about changing that. Change yourself. Learn to like what you see. Learn to appreciate what you see. Learn to forgive what you see. Learn to be calm about what you see. Learn to accept the fact that you have 2 ears, one to let in sound and one to let out sound. You know, so the point is that you have to learn that. You have to learn to do these things, because otherwise you condemn yourself to a life of continuous pain, self-inflicted, because this pain is what you choose to feel. The other person is whatever they are, but if the pain is what you choose to feel. So it's very important for us to learn to accept the environment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in. Learn to accept the people and accept them and appreciate their goodness. Value the fact of the diversity that you face, value the fact that everyone is not exactly like you. If they were exactly like you, then you would be, believe me, you would not be very happy to have everyone who is exactly like you. The opposites do attract. So it's very important that we, so therefore think about contentment in this context, which is to be happy and pleased with the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the wisdom to truly appreciate the circumstances that He has placed us in, and to look for the good of that circumstance, to look for the fact that, and this is where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. He said that if you are in pain, then make dua, because that time is the time for acceptance of dua. Now, you don't ask for pain in order for dua to be accepted. But if you do have pain, do remember that Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala could have given you the pain without the without opening the doors of His treasures for you, if you make dua in that state. So if you have pain, then take advantage of the fact that you have pain. You're stuck in a traffic jam. You didn't create the traffic jam, but now that you're stuck in the traffic jam, use the time sensibly and wisely, you know, by maybe listening to something useful or reading something useful, or just making a, even more importantly, making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which all of which the traffic jam enables you to do. If you weren't stuck in the traffic jam, you would not have that. You would be driving down the road. But if the traffic jam therefore gave you an opportunity to actually earn some hasanat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the choice is to think about it in that context rather than to you know, fight that traffic jam, because you didn't make it, you can't break it. And that's where we are. So very important for us to think about ourselves and say, let me learn to accept the qadar of Allah. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me with myself. Now, today, for example, take one more thing. One of the fastest selling things in India and in all, in Africa, India and Africa, one of the fastest selling products, cosmetic products, is fairness creams. Now, what does it tell you? If a person buys a fairness cream, he or she wants to make their skin fairer. What does it tell you about their opinion about themselves? Now, imagine you live in the world and you hate yourself. You dislike how Allah made you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you with a beautiful dark skin. Allah made you with a beautiful natural tan. And you hate that and you want to change that, right? African people have this beautiful curly hair. You don't need to comb it, and you can make them into plait them into those wonderful patterns that you see. But instead of that, you find people who go and they straighten the hair. And believe me, I mean, I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody, but there's nothing more ugly than straight African hair. It's seriously, seriously ugly. I mean, I don't know why people do that. The curly hair is so beautiful. It's absolutely wonderful. On the other hand, you've got white people who lie down on half naked or fully naked on beaches and roast themselves to death and invite skin cancer because they don't like the fact that they are fair. They don't like the fact that they are white. People go and use acid washes on their head to get a perm because they don't like the fact that they have straight hair. Now, I'm just giving you some examples. This is how we have chosen to live our lives. We want to be something which we are not. And that is the root cause of all unhappiness. The root cause of all unhappiness is not to accept yourself as you are. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created beauty in many, many different forms. There is beauty in the white, in being white. There's beauty in being brown. There's beauty in being black. There's beauty in being in having features of Japanese and Chinese people. You have to subhanAllah, I mean, if you look at people, I mean, you see how beautiful faces there are of all kinds of people. I mean, you see people, elderly, old people, their faces are absolutely crisscrossed with wrinkles, and they are so beautiful. It's like noor is shining from their faces. The wrinkles are not bad at all. The wrinkles are beautiful. The signs of wisdom, of having lived a life, of having had experience in life, and so on. Now, the thing is to take pride and take confidence and take look at it positively and say, Alhamdulillah, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, and I am very happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose me to demonstrate this part of His creation. And that is the secret of contentment, which is to be content and happy with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.